This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. An Egyptian-brokered ceasefire deal between the Palestinian Islamic Jihad group and Israel has been announced, AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
A leader of the Islamic Jihad militant group in Gaza confirmed the deal had been made. However, rocket fire persisted after the deadline, leaving the deal in question. Shortly before the truce was to take hold, Israel reported a heavy burst of Palestinian rocket fire towards southern and central Israel, while Israel said it was striking targets inside Gaza. After the deadline, Israel reported additional rocket fire, and Israeli media said warplanes were responding. I'm Karen Chamas.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has met with Pope Francis at the Vatican, saying later he sought the pontiff's support for Ukraine's peace plan. The pontiff had previously offered his efforts to try to end the war that Russia began with its invasion of Ukraine a year ago. Francis has previously said the Vatican has launched a behind-the-scenes initiative to try to end the war. Earlier on Saturday, Zelensky received assurances from Italian leaders of continued military and financial support. The European Union must speed up the supply of ammunition to Ukraine, EU Foreign Policy Chief Josep Borrell said on Saturday.
In the Bakhmut area, where fighting continues, Ukraine needs about 1,000 shots of artillery per day. 1,000 per day just in Bakhmut.
Borrell said Ukrainian Foreign Minister Dmytro Kuleba had told his EU counterparts at a meeting in Stockholm that Kyiv needed more support to defend itself against Russia's invasion. This is VOA News. As Turkey readies to vote in national elections on Sunday, families in areas worst hit by the February earthquakes are divided. VOA's Heather Murdoch reports from Hatay in southeastern Turkey.
Driving through the city of Hatay in Turkey is like touring a massive war zone in the months after battle. Some apartment buildings are gutted. Others are massive piles of rubble and tangled metal. It's been more than 3 months since the earthquakes that killed more than 50,000 people in Turkey and Syria. So many destroyed buildings are now just empty lots, littered with debris. Some locals say in this disaster zone, Turkish people are angry and plan to show it at the polls. Heather Murdoch, VOA News, Hatay, Turkey.
The Syrian government has agreed to extend by another 3 months the use of two border crossings with Turkey into the rebel-held northwest that were open for aid delivery after a deadly earthquake in February. Syrian and UN officials said Saturday President Bashar Assad agreed to open the border crossings for 3 months to allow aid to flow into Idlib province after the week after the February 6th earthquake that hit southern Turkey and northern Syria. Volunteers in coastal districts of Bangladesh are using loudspeakers to urge people to seek shelter as the Delta nation braces for an extremely severe cyclone, which is expected to slam ashore in Bangladesh and Myanmar in the next 24 hours. UN agencies and aid workers have pre-positioned tons of dry food and dozens of ambulances with mobile medical teams in sprawling refugee camps with more than 1 million Rohingya who fled persecution in Myanmar. Their camps at Cox's Bazar are in the path of Cyclone Moka, which is closing in on the coast of southeastern Bangladesh and Myanmar with wind speeds of up to 135 miles per hour. It's projected to make landfall on Sunday. In a virtual address to his followers on Saturday, former Pakistani Prime Minister Imran Khan asked his supporters to go out onto their streets on Sunday evening with placards to protest. Khan departed court premises late Friday night and headed towards his hometown Lahore amid high security after a court granted him bail. His arrest in a fraud case on Tuesday, which the Supreme Court ruled invalid and unlawful on Thursday, sparked violent protests by his supporters. Find more on our website, voanews.com, or follow us on the VOA mobile app. I'm Joe Ramsey.